In travel news for February 1st, 2024, we talk about the recent protests in Peru and their effect on Machu Picchu. We have a sustainability update from Juneau, Alaska about cruise ship waste, and we have an exciting announcement from Viking on their 2026 ocean cruises. But before we begin, I'm Brandon with the Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that makes travel so easy, even a blind traveler like me can do it. And now, today in travel. In a significant turn of events for travelers and the tourism sector, train services to the iconic Incan Citadel of Machu Picchu, Peru have recommenced. This comes as a relief after recent protests led to a temporary halt in accessibility to this World Heritage site. For 5 days, protests over the privatization of ticket distribution for Machu Picchu disrupted rail services. The dispute centered around a contract with a private firm which had been tasked with managing ticket sales. However, following negotiations involving Peru's Minister of Culture, the regional governor of Cusco, and several mayors, an agreement was reached to end this contract. The temporary suspension of rail service posed a significant challenge for travelers, as Machu Picchu is roughly a 9-hour journey by alternative means. Peru Rail and Inca Rail, the primary operators, faced a suspension of services, impacting numerous travel plans. This disruption not only affected travelers, but also had a substantial economic impact, with the tourism industry estimating a loss of around $4.7 million. With the protests resolved, rail services have been promptly reinstated. Travelers can once again book their journeys to Machu Picchu, a move that is expected to reinvigorate tourism in the region. However, the recovery of tourist numbers is anticipated to be gradual. Furthermore, the Peruvian government has moved ticket sales to an online platform managed by the national government, addressing concerns over alleged irregularities in ticket sales. The resumption of travel services to Machu Picchu marks a positive development for travelers and the Peruvian tourism industry. The resolution of the protests and the reinstatement of government-managed ticket sales are steps towards ensuring a more stable and accessible travel experience for visitors to this iconic destination. As rail services normalize and the situation stabilizes, Machu Picchu is once again poised to welcome tourists from around the globe, contributing to the recovery of the local economy and offering a unique cultural and historical experience. Juneau, Alaska has witnessed a remarkable decrease in cruise ship waste, indicating a significant environmental stride in waste management. During the 2023 Alaska cruise season, the amount of garbage contributed by cruise lines to the city's landfill saw a drastic reduction. In 2023, cruise ships contributed approximately 250,000 pounds of trash, a stark contrast to the 3.3 million pounds dumped in 2019. This reduction represents a more than 90% decrease, bringing the cruise season's waste contribution to roughly 1 day's worth of garbage for the landfill. Back in 2019, cruise ship waste equated to about 16 days' worth of trash. This significant reduction is partially due to cruise ships likely transporting their waste to the embarkation ports, such as Seattle, Washington, Vancouver, Canada, and Victoria, Canada, rather than disposing of it in Juneau. This shift demonstrates a collaborative effort between the city, tourism leaders, and cruise lines to address waste management concerns, especially considering the increasing number of tourists visiting Juneau via cruise ships. Juneau's landfill has an estimated lifespan of only 20 years remaining, making waste reduction crucial. The city's unique geography, accessible only by plane or boat and surrounded by glaciers and islands, adds to the complexity of waste management. In addition to waste management, Juneau and the cruise lines have agreed to cap the number of large vessels in port each day to 5 for the upcoming season. Starting in early April, this regulation is part of the broader effort to balance tourism growth with environmental sustainability. The significant reduction in cruise ship waste in Juneau is a commendable achievement, reflecting a successful collaboration between the city and the cruise industry. This initiative not only addresses environmental concerns, but also sets a precedent for sustainable tourism practices. As cruise ship traffic continues to grow, such measures are essential for preserving the natural beauty and ecological integrity of destinations like Juneau, Alaska, ensuring they remain attractive and viable for future travelers. In response to significant demand from U.S. travelers, Viking has announced the early opening of bookings for its 2026 ocean journeys. This decision follows the quick sellout of many 2024 dates and the rapid sale of 2025 departures. Viking also introduced the Viking Vesta, its newest ocean ship, set to join the fleet in July of 2025. This 998-guest ship will sail popular routes in the Mediterranean and Scandinavia during its inaugural season, offering travelers new opportunities for exploration and discovery. For 2026, Viking has unveiled over 80 itineraries, catering to a wide range of traveler interests. Among these, the Viking Homelands, a 15-day voyage between Stockholm, Sweden, and Bergen, Norway, remains a favorite. This itinerary includes stops in Berlin, Germany, Copenhagen, Denmark, Oslo, Norway, and a journey through the Norwegian fjords. The 8-day iconic Western Mediterranean cruise, traveling from Barcelona, Spain to Rome, Italy, is another sought-after short itinerary. It features stops in Marseille, France, Monte Carlo, Monaco, and Florence, Italy. Other popular 2026 itineraries include the 10-day Empires of the Mediterranean from Venice, Italy to Athens, Greece, the 15-day British Isles Explorer from Bergen to London, England, and the 11-day West Indies Explorer sailing round trip from San Juan, Puerto Rico. Viking has also introduced 6 new pre- and post-cruise extensions available in Barcelona, Istanbul, London, Rome, Stockholm, and, of course, Venice. These 3-night extensions include exclusive museum admissions, guided city tours, local cuisine experiences, culinary workshops, and market visits. More than 85% of Viking clients favor adding these extensions to their voyages. The Viking Vesta is near completion in Italy and will weigh approximately 54,300 gross tons. Its debut season will feature the 8-day iconic Western Mediterranean journey, the 8-day journey to Antiquities, and the Iceland, British Isles, and Iberia tour. Viking is looking forward to the arrival of 10 new longships currently under construction, with their keel laying ceremony held in December of 2023 at the shipyard in Rostock, Germany. The announcement of Viking's 2026 ocean journey bookings and the introduction of the Viking Vesta signal an exciting era for cruise enthusiasts. With a diverse range of itineraries and the addition of new ships, Viking continues to cater to the evolving preferences of travelers, combining luxury, adventure, and cultural immersion. As Viking expands its offerings, these developments not only promise enriching travel experiences, but also underscore the cruise line's commitment to meet and exceeding the expectations of its guests. Today in Travel is brought to you by The Adept Traveler, an award-winning travel agency that specializes in making travel easier for everyone, from the novice to the expert, from the able-bodied to the disabled traveler. It's our belief that everybody deserves to travel well. Until next time, travel well, my friends.